This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
A few minutes, we've got our flashback by request of the day. Somebody requests a flashback, a piece of material from our show, from the days of yore, from days gone by. We dig it out of our archives, and we throw that baby into the digicart, and we get ready to play. We'll do that in just a few minutes. And on May the 30th, we'll have our Lloyd Bonafide and R.C. Collins Marathon. It is Memorial Day. It honors, that day honors our vets. Actually, it honors the men who died in combat, and Lloyd, unfortunately, didn't die in combat. And so I'm kidding, Lloyd, wherever you are.
I'm right here.
Okay. God, how I wish you would have died in combat. But the rest of you cats, I don't want you to die. But the guys that did, Memorial Day is about you. So Lloyd and R.C., what?
You want me to die in combat, too?
Yes. Yes, please. Anyway, that's on the 30th, and that'll be a beautiful thing. Webcasts will be regularly scheduled in the near future. I want you to stay tuned to the Phil Hendry Show, and by all means, visit our website at www.philhendryshow.com to actually be able to watch the Phil Hendry Show as it transpires. And we've had a lot of people come into the studio, from big names to little people, and everybody in between. And now we're going to give you the opportunity to watch the show, only it's going to cost you $6.95. That's right, just six. Oh, it's only $6.95 a month, and you get every other beautiful aspect to our website at your disposal, including our archives, our podcast, which I can't tell you the amount of email I get from people saying, man, this podcast is really the bomb, because I don't have to think, which I don't do anyway. But even more so now, because it'll just download the show into my little pod, and then I throw that thing into my ear, and off I go listening to your garbage. And that's why I get those emails all the time. So, you know, it's worth it, man, a backstage pass. Speaking of backstage passes and emails, here's some. Hey, Phil, it was probably about this time last year. This comes to us from Steve in LaGrange, Georgia. Phil, it was about this time last year when you made a prediction that women on toilets would be on the covers of swanky magazines. Well, this weekend I went fishing with a buddy, and he told me to look under the seat of his truck, and what should I find? Issue 90 of Bizarre Magazine. On the cover is a hot naked blonde with a cheetah thong around her ankles while sitting on the pot. It's an Aussie magazine, and when I saw the page that had African tribe children eating crap right out of the cow's rear end... Oh, God! Bud, why didn't you pre-read this?
You know I can't read.
Well, I knew it wasn't my kind of read. But the freak in me couldn't resist. Check it out. You may find it interesting, to say the least. You and your fishing buddies down in Georgia, no less. This is from Sergeant Darren J. Pichon, United States Air Force. Phil, watched your pilot in the video section. It was great. Too bad NBC decided not to go with it. On a serious note, yeah, really good pilot, Phil. Now, getting serious, I was working in Iraq last year as a government contractor. I listened to your show via the internet. I bought some much-needed, it brought some much-needed humor into my life and the lives of my coworkers when we needed it most. I was injured in an explosion near Baghdad in June 2004. I'm now home in San Antone and still recovering. Please tell how we can get your show back on the radio here in San Antonio. It is on the air in San Antonio, Darren. Go to our affiliate list on our website, and we'll tell you we are on the air, thank goodness, back in San Antonio, Texas. Phil from Dion in Ohio, a quick note that I did notice Margaret Gray, quote, force her way off hold on the 0427 show. I want to thank you for listening to my request. It was very funny, and I laughed myself into a crumpled heap of soggy, dripping oatmeal. Were you the guy that suggested that, Dan, that Margaret fight her way off a hold? Because Lloyd's generally the guy that does that. And it's one of the most bizarre things.
Yeah, I fought my way off a hold. You want to keep talking about it?
No, I'm hanging up on you.
I can fight my way off of that, too. So.
All right, here's another stupid email. Phil. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Phil. Is that it? Four emails?
Yeah, that's it.
There's 500 of them sitting in my computer.
That's all I had time for.
I asked you to read all the emails and to print off the ones I could use on a show.
I did.
Four out of 500?
I got a late start.
What time did you get to work today, man?
6:30.
What time's the show go on the air?
7.
You're going to go through 500 emails in a half hour?
That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't get a good start.
What station are we on in San Antonio?
Crap.
What do you mean, crap? Let me see that. KRPT. How do you get crap out of that?
by listening to your show. I bet you they get a bunch of crap every night.
KRPT 92.5 in San Antonio. That's where we at. Thanks, Harry. Thank you, Harry, for giving me that information. On to the news of the day. Saddam Hussein has been seen on the internet wearing his, you know, like underwear. And people are upset. The president's upset. He doesn't like the idea these, you know, military guys are taking pictures and leaking them out to the press. Look, the military guys are going to do what they're going to do. But I think it's interesting that when we talk about human rights abuses, that we have gone from looking at ovens with, you know, the skeletons of people, charred skeletons, we've gone from that to a guy in his underwear? And yet the reaction's the same, which is really interesting. Now, people do make a good point. Say this. You expect that from Nazi Germany. You don't expect that from the United States of America. Well, wait a minute. I think everything is relative. America, cool country, great country, and basically kind of a party country. I mean, we do party here. If there's one thing that the rest of the world really bothers them about us is that we run around waving our flags, eating cherry pie and drinking beer, and it's like it bugs them, you know? We party it up. And occasionally, yes, you'll see one of us running out of a salt shaker at about 2 a.m. with some chick's underwear on our head. Now, cut to Iraq, where our soldiers, our great young soldiers are there, passing the time in a prison. A couple of them get out of hand, stuck some underwear in a guy's head. What do they know? It was like a big insult in the Arab world. Like, excuse me, you know, sue me. What? I'm sorry. Don't you understand? It's like somebody told me once that you, what is it if you, like, put your thumb in your ear? That means F you in Saudi Arabia or something? So I think it's relative. And say Nazis killed people by putting them in ovens. That's pretty messed up. And Nazis are messed up. Right. All right. Americans commit war crimes by putting underwear on a guy's head. That's not quite that messed up. And you know what? America ain't that messed up either. We got a couple of problems. But I am not going to get too crazy about Saddam and his shorts, man. And somebody's got to throw a little perspective into this thing, unless I'm missing my guess. Unless I miss my guess, I don't think it's that big of a thing. The cat's standing there in his old, you know, in his thing. You know, with the banana hammock going on. He's folding some slacks, you know, he's doing some pressing, doing a little housekeeping. What's wrong with that? Scrubbing out a sink. Looks like he's doing some freaking work for the first time in his life. If you want to look at that picture in proper context, it's here is Saddam Hussein in his cell folding his pants. For the first time, he's folded his own freaking pants in 8 million years. How about that? America did that for Saddam. All right. You know, by the time we're through with this guy, he's going to know how to trim his nose hairs, maybe even pop a pimple, instead of hiring 15 guys to do it. But it'll be a major war crime. Don't worry about it, man. They'll have it at The Hague. They'll have it's, you know. So that's, I can't wait for that one to shake. When are we putting that guy on trial, man? Is he going to be coming up anytime soon? Is that going to be televised on court TV? Are they going to have all those guys sitting in a kind of a round table? Are they going to have some guy standing out in front of the Baghdad courthouse? Like that Moran guy?
Well, just moments ago, I talked to the district attorney of the Baghdad County, and he told me, and then a car bomb goes off.
Suddenly, the lens gets just specked with red. So that'll be coming up. And then what else? Well, eventually we'll find. I think they got that other guy, too, that Chemical Ali guy. Now that Sakari guy, I think they're closing in on him, aren't they? Well, they said that 3 years ago. I can't imagine what kind of life these guys have, you know. What is this Sakari in it? One safe house after the next and Bin Laden? Pretty soon, who's going to care? By the time they get Bin Laden, I bet he's on a walker. In other words, they'll have to carry him into prison. That's when they got all those Nazi guys. They got them all. They were like 100 years old. When they finally got Adolf Eichmann, who was a guy that ordered all the trains that shipped the Jews to concentration camps. That's what Eichmann did. His job, he was an underling. He was a real penny-ante little peon slob that the SS went to and said, Adolf, you got to ship all the Jews west. What do you think? Well, I can get a boxcar. Let me see what's, you know, Union Pacific's doing. And he organized it. And he had the little, like, Manhattan. When they finally caught up with this guy in Argentina, he looked like a freaking bookkeeper. He was just some schlub walking down to the store and looking at apples for the soft spots, just going, oh, these are some nice pears today, aren't they, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, Mr. Eichmann. You know, you're not such a bad guy.
Too bad the Israelis are here. Yeah, they're all bums. All right, we're going to do our flashback, and then we're just going to get further into levels of idiocy, including Jim Rome's show will be with us. Jim's grandmother calls his show tonight. We also are going to have a visit from little Logan Benson and find out what his grandpa has to say about the world's events. And, by the way, Bud, I ordered some Chinese food. It ought to be here pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the guy now.
Great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, it's time for our flashback request. This comes to us from John. Now, John is requesting one called... I just read this. I don't even remember this bit, so this is going to be fun. It's called Paul's Haunted House. Hey, Phil, can you play a clip of Paul Tubby Lane's Haunted House? It was a Christian house he built to scare people to Christ. I remember he said, quote, "We'll scare you, but right back into the arms of Jesus." It was a classic, but it's kind of older, so I don't know if you guys can find it. Thanks, John. We found it, John. Here it is, Paul Tubby Lane's Haunted House.
I just wanted to say that people who know where these horror houses are should call the police, because submitting these children to what basically amounts to pornography
it's simulated,
is child abuse.
It's simulated, ma'am, and I can tell you we are trying to show children the true horror.
Yeah, but even if it's simulated, it's still pornography, and this is child abuse.
No, it's not child abuse.
And people who know where your houses are should call the police and
you don't know.
Shut down and arrest it.
You know what's child abuse is taking your children around to these different houses and exposing them to possible danger, knocking on doors of strangers, giving them candy. So you're guilty of child abuse, ma'am. And you're also guilty of child abuse by not teaching your children these things.
Well, first of all,
I know more about it than
Excuse
I know
me?
I know more about it, I think, than you do, having worked with children and done different outreach programs.
So basically, making children watch sex acts is okay.
Can
That's a Christian thing to do.
Can you think of anything more horrible? Can you think of anything more horrible than your daughter having sex with an animal? Can you think of anything more horrible than that?
What 9-year-old is even thinking about having sex with an animal,
what
though?
What 9-year-old shouldn't be warned now? That this is what this is the world that adults have created for them.
And that's their parents' responsibility to tell them that those things are a sin. That's not your responsibility to make them watch it.
I'm not saying that I'm judging them on the basis of sin. I'm saying, what could be more horrible than your grown daughter having sex with an animal on stage in front of other men?
What possible family could even fathom a future like that for their kid?
Well, go on down to Tijuana and look at the women doing it. And ask yourself, did their family see them doing that? We're putting a roadblock and stopping these kids from having sex with an animal and everything else.
What you're actually doing is warping these children's minds, and they're going to go out and do something much worse.
How do you figure that when I show them how horrible it is, and at the very end, Jesus is there?
Well, that's,
children
that's
should
what
not be subjected to pornographic situations.
I totally agree.
And that's exactly
that's
what you're doing.
No, because it's
showing
not
them these sex acts.
Well, ma'am,
and not leaving it up to the parents
to tell them that these things are wrong is child abuse. The definition of pornography is appealing to the prurient interest of the people who are watching. We're appealing to their thinking it's all messed up. And that's a total different thing. That's a total different thing. And plus, a lot of these kids are with their parents.
Do people come to this thing?
I'm sorry.
Well, the parents that bring their children to that should be arrested as well. They're submitting their children to child abuse that you are.
You're pretty judgmental, aren't you? What are you doing? Well, I'm not going around telling you ought to be arrested. Parents get a candy bar and
you are making children watch pornography. That's illegal.
Ma'am, what are you doing?
Yeah, you should be arrested.
What are you doing to keep your kids away from and this kind of thing? You're doing nothing. What are you doing to keep your son away from the pornographic websites? You're doing nothing.
What do you do?
If you walked in and you saw your husband giving himself, would you?
Well, you know something? I don't
sure
think
as hell would not make my children watch him do it.
Well, ma'am, I'm not asking the kids. This is simulated, and it's behind. It, we have shadows and everything.
You're not showing actual, what do you call it, sex organs, are you?
No, sir, of course we are not. Of course we're not. We are describing it. We are...
So the kids know what the man's doing because you're describing it?
Can you think of anything more horrible?
Children shouldn't even be submitted to the knowledge of that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
They're not old enough for that yet.
That's that good 19th century thinking, ma'am, that leads children. And in the last
19th
scene...
19th century thinking.
Yes, that's what you're thinking
is. But you need to do... No, what
Jesus
you need to do
is talk to
your
children the sexual degenerates and the kids
explain
can do.
To them... And explain to them... You need to talk to them.
We have signs over the doors that explain what the kid is going to see.
And, oh, that's great. So coming up, you got what? Here, coming up is the room?
The two of you, I think, are looking so hard to find fault with me, you will not listen to the words I'm saying.
Well, I have no idea what he could have been talking about, other than the fact that kids are come onto our Christian haunted house and see someone having sex with an animal, because this could happen to you. And we're warning the kids, you don't want to do this. Oh, okay. Thanks for the warning, man. By the way, kids, you see this man having sex with this German Shepherd? It's bad. Oh, God, thank goodness you warned me. All right, there's Paul Tubby Lane. It's a flashback request here in the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And as I said, ahead we have Jim Rome. And also, do you have that pizza? Pardon me, folks, but I ordered some. It's not pizza. What is it?
Chinese food.
Okay. What is this? Did you get the stuff?
Yeah, I got the Sichuan chicken, and here's some napkins.
Look, I got to do the show. Just put it all out over here.
Yeah. Bruce Lee, can I tell you something?
What?
I'm pretty sure it's Bruce Lee. I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure it was Bruce Lee that delivered it?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee's dead.
No, well, believe me.
Bruce Lee's dead, bud.
Okay, fine.
Why do you think it was Bruce Lee delivering it?
Because it looked exactly like Bruce Lee. And I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to scare you.
That's not scaring me, man. Bruce Lee's croaked. He's gone.
That's what they say, but you've also read on websites he might be alive.
Yeah, okay. Bruce Lee's alive delivering Chinese food at 9:30 at night.
Okay, but it looked just like him.
What did he look like?
All right. He had slanted eyes, and he bowed to me like 5 times, and he had a bowl haircut.
Well, yeah, that sounds like Bruce Lee to me. Are you an idiot or something?
Well, what do you mean?
He had slanted eyes and a bowl haircut and bowed to me 5 times. It's got to be Bruce Lee. That sounds like every freaking Chinaman from here to China.
Well, you racist.
Well, I didn't mean to say that. What I meant was...
No, you said it. You're a racist.
I'm not a freaking... You're the guy that... Oh, come on, will you?
I'm sorry. I had to hotline him.
Now what are you doing?
He said that Bruce Lee...
I'm hearing you saying Chinaman and everything else, bowl haircuts. Do you understand that we have got licenses that we're trying to get by the FCC? Clear Channel has purchased hundreds of new radio stations, upon which we will have thousands of songs to play, and on which 3 disc jockeys will work. And I'm telling you that...
Yeah, that's great.
Well, the point is, Phil, I don't need some kind of racist thing going on. Chinaman!
I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah, well...
Darth Hall is here.
Will you shut him up?
You don't have to leave me in, bud. I got it. I'll take it from here, bud.
Yes, sir.
Now, look. How'd this all start?
This idiot went to the door to get me Chinese food.
Yeah?
And he said Bruce Lee delivered it.
Well, did he?
Bruce Lee's dead.
Well, why, bud, why did he say Bruce Lee delivered it?
I'll tell you why. Because he said that the guy that delivered it had slanted eyes and a bowl haircut.
Well, it sounds like him.
What do you mean, it sounds like him? How many cats have slanted eyes with bowl haircuts?
I don't know. What else?
did he do?
He bowed 5 times and made squealing karate sounds.
Yeah, that's gotta be him.
That's what I said.
Both of you guys are whacked out. Bruce Lee died. I don't know how and I don't know when, but he's dead.
Let me tell you something, Phil. They said the same thing about Elvis. And they've said the same thing about Jim Morrison. And they've said the same thing about Adolf Hitler. And yet nobody can find the bodies.
Well, that's bullcrap, because they got Jim Morrison's body. They got Hitler's skull. Who was the other guy?
Never mind. No, that's beside the point. The point is, I don't need you on the air going Chinaman. Or if you ain't talking about Chinaman, you're talking about food, you know, something sexual like that.
Yeah, right.
Watch it.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
From Los Angeles, the Jim Rome Show on the Premier Radio Networks. Welcome back. That third hour. Last hour we had good interviews. Talking about steroids. We'll be talking a little bit more about steroids, too. We'll get some takes on that. I mean, what do you think about that? What is up with that? What about steroids? I mean, what is up with steroids? Anyway, let me... Dude juices. Dude goes to bat. Dude jacks one. So you know you got the commissioner of baseball. All these quasi-heavies like Selig. Come down on dude. Some dude no juice. Me no juice, dude. So we talk about that. Also, a really fascinating interview with my grandmother, Grandma Ruthie. And one of the reasons we're going to talk about that is there's really nothing happening in sports right now. Matter of fact, sports radio is at all-time low. We talk about steroids and baseball. It doesn't get worse than that. It doesn't get worse than that. I mean, let's get real. Baseball, steroids, what else is happening? PGA season has started. It's sports death. We'll talk about that. Also, you can email us. Haveatake.com. Don't suck. Email us. Take us some emails. Jerome. What's up with steroid use anyway? Sincerely, Adolf Eichmann. Jerome, loved your interview with Tiger Woods. Sincerely, Bobby Jones. No more emails about Bobby Jones, okay? No more. Jerome, I really think that steroid use is a little overrated. Sincerely, OJ. It's ridiculous. All right. I go to my grandma Ruthie, who's on the phone right now. Ruthie, how are you?
What's up, Romy? Thanks for the vine.
What's up?
Hey, Rome. You know, just because I shake down the local blue hairs at a bingo fest don't mean that I've got to go ahead and, you know, lay a little wham on you every time you stick your greasy hand out, calling up and asking me for money, telling me you got a new baby and the house payments are due and you want to put in another jacuzzi. What do I look like anyway, huh? Donald Trump? Do I need an apprentice, huh? I don't have a job in a high-rise in Chicago for you, Romy. And another thing, what's up with Janice calling me in the middle of the night trying to get advice on babies and how to feed them? It's a bottle. hello, stick it in its mouth, let the thing suck on it for a while, and it'll drop off to sleep. Romy, in closing, I want to say, for a big-time sports host like you making that serious, Jack, to have your oil-ridden hand in my face every month, pretending you came to visit me so you can throw out another bedpan and maybe line another one with mink, when all you want to do is shove that oily palm in my face and wait for me to pull a can of nickels out of the backyard, well, that's just rude.
Racker. That's phenomenal. It's Grandma Ruthie. She knows what the only reason why we go visit her. She's going to die soon. Here, I'll go out there. Empty your bedpan. Stick my hand in her face. Hey, got a jingle? Got any extra change? How about make it with some of those nickels and the coin about that coffee can in the backyard? What's with the short arms and the deep pockets? Cheap bitch. All right, next hour, we're talking about steroids. I mean, what is up with that? The Jim Rome Show. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. What is that anyway?
It's music, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show, and just a reminder that on the 30th it is our Lloyd Bonafide and R.C. Collins Memorial Day Marathon. We'll be doing some webcasting very soon. We'll let you know. You have to have a backstage pass. I am going to sue the FCC. I'm going to sue them until they bleed. Sue them till they bleed from every exit wound. And I was talking to a friend of mine today. See, everybody thinks I'm joking with this. You watch. You watch me.
Mr. Commissioner, there's some jackass in Los Angeles who's going to sue us.
Yeah. Keep laughing. Keep smiling. Keep smiling, baby. You guys are so ready to get sued. All it's going to take is some guy, well, frankly, it'll take a guy a lot richer than me. But anyway, let's just move past that, shall we? Can I get some pro bono action going out here, man? Anyway, I don't need it, man, because I know exactly what I'm going to do. Now, I talked to a friend of mine today. Because I'm gathering information. I've been in this business 30 years, but I haven't been in the news game. I've never been a newscaster. I'm basically an entertainer, a performer. I work in the entertainment aspect of the whole thing. She's telling me today, she says, you don't know what's going on. I said, yeah, I've got a pretty good idea. She said, no, you don't. She works as a newswoman at a San Francisco radio station. They are told what news to report and what news not to report. Now, forget about it being a talk show. I understand, and I've been told many times, look, this guy's an advertiser. Can you lay off a little bit? Seriously. I remember when I was over locally here at the local station, they said, you got to lay off at Disneyland. Why? Well, come on, they're a big advertiser. They got a huge tie-in with our FM station, and I want to know every time you're going to do some Disney-related material. Well, okay. Look, I don't know why you hired me, but, you know, this is why you have a contract. You have to have a lot of things written out specifically. This is what I'm going to talk about. You guys better be ready for it. This and that. When it comes to news, though, folks, when you are listening to a newscast, do you think that you're listening to a newscast? I was curious. Anybody out there think you're listening to news? Don't tell me, Phil, I really don't. Now, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you're expecting to get news. I mean, at least you're expecting to get as much news as you can in 5 minutes or whatever whatever they do on a newscast. But when you're getting a memo passed to you in the news department, it says you will not report on overly negative news. Dig that. you will not report on this company and you will not report on that company. This is a radio management that has gone beyond arrogant. They're beginning to veer into the world of stupid, because pretty soon this stuff's going to get out. I mean, your memos are going to get out, friend, showing with your radio station logo at the top of the letter, a memo that says, don't report on this and don't report on that. Now, this is your news department. And don't report on this company and don't do anything. And this was the part that really piqued my interest when she said to me, we're not supposed to report on anything overly negative concerning the FCC. Why? Because, frankly, the company is buying some radio stations and they don't want to have any problems with their licenses. I said, are you kidding? Honest to God, I was shocked. I've been around a long time. I never heard anything like that. I can tell you the station, but I don't want to get her fired. Plain and simple. I can tell you where it is. I can tell you what station it is, but I ain't going to get my friend fired. And she would be fired. I mean, this is what's going on. Now, what does it mean to you? See, you guys don't think that all this FCC stuff really affects you. You think it's just me and a bunch of other cats that are complaining because we can't say poo, booger, and pee stain, panty, whatever the hell it is we want to do. No, now this is now where you see how it affects you. You're getting your information. I'm not talking about something where you think the information is being skewed. I'm telling you right now, a memorandum that tells you news is being edited because of concerns that the FCC is going to be upset and they don't want to make the FCC upset. This is called collusion. This is de facto collusion with a federal agency in their illegal, extra-constitutional behavior, so you can get your freaking radio licenses? Come on. So this is a little something else that I put in my file today. I was making some phone calls this morning. I was sitting on the floor there in the sunroom of the little beach house that I'm living at right now while my dear wife and I work our thing out. We're doing good. But usually what I do is I get up bright and early around, 11:30, and I make myself a big, extra big. You guys got any of those big mugs in your kitchen? I do. I got the mug that stands about a half a foot high, and I make a full pot of coffee in the Mr. Coffee. It goes up to 4 cups. I pour all 4 cups into this big. Now this is a big mug, but it ain't 4 cups. So Mr. Coffee, you're somebody else I'm going after because you're lying to me. You're a liar. You're telling me 4 cups? I ain't talking Cuban coffee here, Charlie. Little tiny thimbleful. So I fill it up big and large. Big, fat thing, right? Now I take the coffee. I'm wearing my pajama bottoms. And you know how it is in the morning. You're all just farting. You wouldn't want anybody to see or smell you at that time of day. You're letting it all hang out. I walk in, I got my coffee, I go to the sunroom because I can maybe have a Marlboro in there. My wife doesn't want me smoking anyplace else in the house. Now I sit down on the floor because I'm a floor sitter. I don't know. I just dig sitting on floors. It's comfortable. And I begin making my little phone calls, you know. Yeah, Eddie? Hey, Phil. Yeah? Look, let me tell you about, I got to get the puppy up off the mat on this one. We want to get wheels up on this, you know. All this bull crap. Meanwhile, I can hear my neighbors going to and fro. I got the weirdest freaking street I live on, man. This is my street. 7 a.m. You think anybody would walk right up to a guy and say something to him? No, this is it. Hey, Billy, what are you going to do about that thing? I don't know. What about that? Well, the guy's got his truck parked out in front of my house. Okay, just tell him about it. All right, word up on that, man. Hey, you want to say something? And I want to get up and go, will you guys shut up? 6 o'clock over here. And, of course, they're going to yell back, yeah, well, guess what, Phil? We work this early. You get home at 11:30 at night and sleep all morning. So you're going to have to live with it. I mean, why don't you walk up to the guy and say it to him? Because I like shouting. I'm clearing my lungs out. The guy's right there, man. Might as well walk up. Hey! How about this? You know, hey, Mary?
Yes?
I love you very much. So there I am. I'm making my little phone call. I talked to my friend, so I gave her a call today, and we were talking, and she was laying some stuff, and it was scaring the hell out of me. Then I got on the phone to my lawyer, and then I started making some other phone calls, because what's going to have to happen is that I will need to form a not-for-profit national organization, which would be easy enough to do. Get some broadcasters involved, people who will lend their name to this. Now, that's not as easy as you would think, because people don't want to get fired. They don't want to lose their jobs. And believe me, this is the kind of blackball environment we're living in right now in the radio business. Like I said, you guys don't have to worry about it because it doesn't affect you. I'm just letting you know. What's happening in the broadcast business right now is there is a blackball environment, and there are a lot of people who don't want to lend their name to this because they don't want to get canned. Can you imagine that? Why? Why would you get canned? Why would the company want to fire you because you're doing something that's, you know, public service, being involved in, if anything, it's what we do, in a way. I mean, a lot of those talk show hosts that talk a good game, talk about how they care about the public. Yeah, when push comes to shove, man, they don't care about nothing. All these cats that talk about government regulation, how about the government regulation of the business that you're in, man? You dirty, stinking, oh, man. Tomorrow morning.
Hey, Eddie! The FCC is sticking it to me three ways to sunset.
All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
See, I'm trying to come up with a comparison. What's a regulatory agency other than the FCC? FAA or FDA, or is there an insurance? Suppose the FAA. I really can't. If it's a bad comparison, forgive me. But it's similar to the FAA. You know, having the right to tell the pilot what color jacket he should wear in the cockpit, or where he should live. In other words, completely irrelevant from what it is that they do. All right? Now, suppose, for instance, they had a plane crash once, and the guy that flew it was an alcoholic from Des Moines. And because of the public's fear of going down in flames because of an alcoholic pilot, the FAA decided that any pilot who lived in Des Moines was somehow suspect. Maybe shouldn't even be working. I mean, does it sound crazy? Well, folks, I'm telling you, it's happening right now in my business. Does that sound nuts to you? That's what's happening right now in my business. What the hell's where a pilot live got to do with what the FAA does? Nothing. But if they began to say, well, I don't know, where do you live? I live in Pasadena. What's it to you? What, are you talking rudely to me? I'm the FAA. I don't want you living in Pasadena. You'll have to live. Why? Because I want to build an airstrip there. I mean, seriously. All right. I won't talk about it too much anymore, but as this progresses, I'm going to get more, you know, self-righteous about it. I'll begin pounding my chest. I'll start talking about myself in the third person and generally becoming obnoxious. I'll also talk about how great I am and the history that I'm making. At any time, feel free to hit me with a pie.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.